The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. Good morning to most afternoon in Ireland, I believe, Steph. Anyway, nice to see the chat and names and where people are. Happy to be practicing together. So, find a posture. And take your time to attune to what little micro adjustments are conducive for letting go. The posture that feel satisfied enough with that we can make a kind of truce with the imperfection of having a body. You've likely taken quite a few conscious breaths over the course of a meditation practice, maybe a whole Dharma life. And in this moment, we look for a way of breathing just for maybe a few cycles that signal to the deep mind that this moment is good enough to begin letting go. the kind of frameworks and stories and models we have about ourselves and our life and our past and future. It's not even that they're all wrong. We just notice that they require reiteration to keep being propped up. There's some stress in them. There's some relief putting it down. The worry in us says, no, 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 not safe to put anything down ever. As if our worry is what is keeping us safe. We can come back to all of that, but for now, maybe the moment is good enough that we don't have to track the landscape of threat and opportunity moment by moment. Instead, can breathe. Can hear the sounds and the silence. Can attune to the restfulness of having our eyes closed. The restfulness of the exhalation. The restfulness of dropping the impulse to control life. Even if in this moment the path feels hard, we can take deep consolation in the truth that the alternative to having a path, not having a path, is much, much harder. Receiving the moment. Receiving in a kind of non-transactional way. Greed is transactional, aversion, transactional. What would it be to trust the kind of moment as a medicine or teacher, without trying to extract anything from it? Trust your nervous system. It's not that meditation takes its place amidst our life. It's more like our life takes its place within the Dharma. So we stop pinging to our life to check how meditation is going. And keep moving to surrender into the path, into this moment. Into the wisdom and the love that keeps deepening.